Welcome to Shomar Shavah and the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishpas and Rabbi Yaakov Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Lamed. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis tells us that a Talmid Chacham who's giving an Edus, we don't make him stand. Even though there's a mitzvah for the Edim to stand, but it's an Esse against an Esse. The Esse for the Edim to stand stands against the Esse of Kvoy Torah. And the Esek for Torah is greater, and that's what we allow Talmid Chacham to sit. So I ask Tosis, if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us that they made the king stand. Says Tosis, L'chura, the covet of the king is greater than the covet of Talmid Chacham. How do we know that? Because a king cannot be moichel on his covet. But Talmid Chacham is allowed to be moichel on his covet. So seemingly the king is greater. So why do we say that the king has to stand while Talmid Chacham has to sit? Says Tosis, no, the covet of Talmid Chacham is greater. And that's why a king must stand, but Talmid Chacham could sit. The reason that he's able to moichel on his covet, because the covet is his. A king, the covet is not his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the covet. He can't be moichel on it. But at Talmid Chacham, the covet is his because it's called Torah delay. Torah is referring to the Gemara of the Zohar that says that the Torah B'tchila is called Ashmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ki Mitoras Hashem Chefzoi. But then it's called the Torah of the Talmid Chacham because it says, U'betorasoi Yehegei Yomam V'Laila. After Talmid Chacham learns Torah, the Torah becomes his. He's the owner of this Torah. So he merely can be moichel on his covet. And this is a Agdama Niflah for the Moyed, for the Chag that's coming up this week, the Moyed of Shavuos. Because the Chag of Shavuos, the Iker Inyan Chag of Shavuos, is that the Torah became ours. Am Yisrael, the owners of Torah. And we'll show one way where this is clarified, Medivir Abiseinu. The Mogen Avraham and Or HaChaim, in the beginning of Siman Tav Tzayin Daled in Hilchos Shavuos, he asked the question, the L'chura, we are celebrating Shavuos on the wrong day. Because when Am Yisrael received the Torah in the time they came in Mitzrayim, they received the Torah a day later. He brings it for two different points, but let's take the second one. When Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Gemara tells us it was a Thursday. Am Yisrael received the Torah, it was a Shabbos. That means they received the Torah on the 51st day, not the 50th day. So why are we celebrating Shavuos a day early? So Mogen Avraham brings the Rambam Mipano that says that there's a remez here, Moshe Rabbeinu received Yom Echad Midaytoy. Moshe Rabbeinu added one day. It's not so clear what he means. But at the end of the day, the Torah came a day later. So why are we celebrating the wrong day? So the Maharal in Tiferes Yisroel Perek Chav Zayin explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to give the Torah a day earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu Hoisiv Yom Echad Midaytoy, the Gemara tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off one day. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu decided, based on his own opinion, to come and add a day. He learned it from Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's called the Torah Shebaal Peh, it was his own drasha, to push the Torah by one day. Says the Maharal, that teaches us something regarding Kabbalah HaTorah. The Torah mitzad ha-noisen, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was ready to be given a day earlier. Mitzad Am Yisrael, mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu, represents Am Yisrael, it was pushed by one day. So mitzad ha-noisen, matat Torah is a day earlier, mitzad ha-mekabling, Kabbalah Satorah is a day later. And my Rabbi, Ramon Shapir Zatzal, explained it to us like this. And the Gilui matat Torah is, that the Torah appears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are equal in the part of Torah. It's called Yom Chasunasu. It's the day of marriage when they come together. He points out that if you look at the luchos are split into two. Why are they split into two? Kabivur Medir Rabbi Seder, the Maharal speaks about it. That the right side of the luchos is the mitzvah Shemin Adam Lamokim. And the left side of the luchos is the mitzvah Shemin Adam Lachaveir. So much so, the Rashi in Shir HaShirim, Pergdal Pasukei says, that every dibra on the right side of the luach is equivalent to the dibra on the left side of the luach. It's 5 connected 5. So we're putting as equals the relationship that we have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the relationship that we have between us and our fellow friend. What's shot in that? Because when Torah comes to the world, it has two partners. It has the giver of Torah and the receiver of Torah. So we have mitzvahs connected the giver and the mitzvahs connected the receiver. The old chiddush of matan Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos daf tells us that Piches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim to take down the Torah. The Malachim tried to stop him. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to show them the way the Torah appears down here in the world, the Torah belongs to human beings. The Torah is speaking to human beings. It's a Torah that belongs, that's owned by human beings. That is the big chiddush of Chag HaShavuos. It's not that we just learned Torah. Learning Torah could have done before. There's parts of Torah that we learned before. But that we became owners of Torah. We became the Bailim of Torah. It's Torah delay. It's ours. We have the ability to connect the Torah in a way that's going to be ours, and the Chachamim can come and create their own Torah when they connect the Torah. So that's the Pshatim in the Maharal. The Shavuos has two aspects to it. There is Matan Torah that was given to Tzadok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is Kabbalah Satorah, the Am Yisrael received the Torah, that was a day later. The Maharal goes on to explain the Yom Tov we celebrate with Tzadok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Shavuos, the Ikar Shavuos, is the day earlier, the day that we, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was intending to give the Torah. One could add that we have Yom Tov Sheni, and the Sheni is in Shavuos is a special union, as Chazal Sof explains. But according to this Maharal, the Yom Tov Sheni here is special because we're celebrating when the Torah actually was given, mitzad Am Yisrael. That's always Yom Tov Sheni mitzideinu. But the idea that the Torah has two separate days is because the Torah is ours, because the concept of Torah delay that Torah speaks about here in the Sukkah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.